We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right.
What did you guys do this week? Anything fun?
I played him. We had our club championship.
What's that?
Club championship.
Oh, like at your country club?
Yeah.
You win?
Let me just say.
That was a club sandwich championship.
How do you feel about Magruder right now?
Not great.
That was me on the golf course.
Oh, sorry, man. Oof.
It was terrible.
Weren't feeling good physically?
Yeah, I couldn't. Like, my back was bothering me. And, like, I hate, the one thing I hate about, like, golfing and, like, man, some days I can't function, but I know that if I did nothing, it'll be worse. And I have to have the only things I do is either golf or go to gym or get my jacuzzi or do this. So, like, yeah, I'm limited and, like, I can't just get up and say, oh, I'm going to go for a walk. No, I'll be miserable for the next 4 days.
What'd you do, Beast? Anything good?
Saturday I was here helping.
Oh, yeah. We had, like, a terrible. It was crazy.
Yeah,
I was fully expecting stuff to not work here when I came here today.
Because
I was thrilled.
They haven't switched it over yet.
No.
They're wiring first.
We're wiring for new automation, but we're not.
We aren't there.
Yeah, we're not doing any of the wiring.
No. Big Red is the company that's doing the wiring.
Isn't that a gum?
Is that an actual dude, Big Red? Like
There is. And he is big, and he is red.
By the way, there's nothing worse. Like, I was cutting a little close today. I don't mean close. It was like 10 till, right? I pull up to the gate.
Yeah.
One of the trucks sitting at the gate.
Yep.
Wait.
Yep.
So I give the little gentle. Now, I don't know who's in the truck.
Oh.
So I'm not going to use my
standoff
to let him in because, you know, we've had issues.
Of course.
So now I'm just sitting there, right? Then one of the guys, Ruben, lets him in. And he pulls up and he driving. I'm like,
blocked
yo,
out.
Let's go.
I need you to move, sir.
So yeah. I had Saturday was a hell of a day because it was me. I got here at 8. We had to like lift up all the floors because underneath all the floors in this building are all the wiring.
Yeah.
The radio.
Yeah.
The radio goes underneath
rats
the floors.
In there?
We didn't see any. We were expecting, but we didn't see any.
Stand up with the giant rodents.
So we were picking up tiles and rugs and whatever, and then the Big Red company was doing all the wiring or whatever. And then I had to go to a baby shower.
Oh.
Which.
Wait, don't guys not have to go to those?
No. My friend Steven's like, hey, I'm having the guys over too. And I'm.
Yeah, times have changed, Leroy.
Like, he smoked pork butts and pork bellies and a kahachia. And like,
I like pig butts and I cannot lie.
Huh? A kahachia?
Kahachina.
Okay.
He would know. More than you would.
I know. Anyways, and then there was a bunch there was all sorts of alcohol involved, but I didn't get involved because I had to drive, and so everyone else is, you know, when everyone else is drinking and you're not, and then it's whatever.
Huge bummer.
Huh?
It is.
It's kind of a bummer.
You can't have a good time.
You got to be responsible. Be the chaperone. You
know, listen, I love Steven and Laura are great, and their baby Easton's really wonderful, but these baby showers with their games, and they're wrapping each other in toilet paper, and this, and draw a baby, and do all the stuff. Nay. So I was like, we're leaving. We're out. We got to go. We got to go do something. So we were out. And then I forget what else happened. And then Sunday, yesterday was a thing at the temple doing some charity work.
Yo, Beast. Yep. I wonder what I want to ask you.
Yep.
What are you and Lil Beast doing this week? You two, you can come too.
Her?
We're going to see, me and Rebecca going to see Aaliyah.
I asked him if he wanted to see Aaliyah.
Yeah.
And he was like, I don't know.
Yeah, I said yes.
I want to see it.
Battle Angel.
Well,
what?
I want to see it.
I got to see. What day?
I don't know.
Because what happened was this past weekend, my wife and I celebrated Valentine's Day.
I saw that.
She is out this weekend because she's doing the bachelorette party for her sister-in-law.
Oh.
So we
she got
did,
the kids.
So we did early. Oh. Early.
Was it nice?
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
It was fantastic. My wife drives a Jeep Patriot, and the valet was I think his name was Brad. Shout out to Brad. He was making fun of me because our car is a Patriot and obviously we hate them.
I got this is my week of hell for the rest of my life because Rebecca's birthday is on the 13th.
Oh, this is it.
Valentine's Day is on the 14th, and Fonz's birthday is on the 15th.
Crazy.
Yeah, so. But
we should do headlines. This is breaking news.
Yeah.
There's big breaking news.
Breaking NFL news. Let's get to that. Headline time.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com station.
Adam Schefter comes just plunging in with the Browns have signed Kareem Hunt. Talk amongst yourselves.
Okay.
Is he going to be... So he's probably not going to get suspended, right?
No. Well, they probably know he's probably... I mean, going to get hit with like at least six games.
Yeah, I mean...
don't know, but you can't get suspended if you're not under contract.
Can't you be put on the commissioner's list?
But a suspension can't come down until you have a contract. If you don't have a contract, you're not part of the league.
What week did they lose him this year?
That was right after the Monday night game. Then they had a bye week, so it was right around Thanksgiving. I believe week 12, week 13.
On the commissioner's list, you still get paid.
They had played 11 games.
Understood, but like how many games did he miss? So he missed like five games?
Missed the last five regular season games, plus the playoffs if you count those two.
Right.
And we have more breaking news.
Yeah?
Jeff Passan from ESPN, MLB reporter, reports.
Okay.
Kyler Murray will return $1.29 million of the $1.5 million signing bonus money the Oakland A's gave him last year. He forfeits the remaining $3.16 million due March 1st. The A's will put him on the restricted list and retain Murray's rights, but they don't get a compensatory draft pick because Kyler Murray is going to play in the NFL.
Well, he must know that team's going to love him. Which I'm happy about. Good for Kyler Murray.
So
back to this.
I hope that team is the Dolphins.
So, like,
the Browns have plenty of running backs, too.
There we go.
No, they'll look, man.
Just by signing him, by the way, does not mean he's going to play.
Right. No. You can't suspend somebody who doesn't have a contract.
No, but the other thing is, like, he will, like, that just means he will show up for camp if he's not.
Right.
As John Dorsey, you signed him with the Chiefs. Right.
You don't know how much time he's going to miss, if he's going to miss any time. Or whatever.
Right.
But my question is this. Like, man, if you look at all the success teams have in NFL, it's by having cheap talent. Right?
Right.
If you're the Browns, would you willing to take a flyer on
this? Yeah, you're just taking a flyer.
Right. Same thing if you're going to have a problem with this, how quick did the team sign
Reuben Foster.
He got claimed.
Here's the thing is.
Oh no! What?
No offense to you.
Sure.
If you're the Cleveland Browns, it's not like you're the epitome of positive news.
Okay, but check this out.
You might as well.
They had a good season last year for their standards.
Check this out.
Yeah.
I'm over it once they drafted the fat quarterback that could not run the quarterback that could not run a fat cop.
That's what makes you over it.
Yeah.
Like the jinx is over?
Well, no. I'm just saying that I've been looking at Cleveland for the last, 20 years, 15 years, as a franchise who always made bad choices as an organization. And so, sorry that I make those assumptions whenever they make a decision.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't never say that Baker Mayfield couldn't play. I always said, that after going what you went through with Johnny Manziel, would you even risk it?
Well, you're going to be in this situation where, like, if Kareem Hunt isn't suspended, you're going to talk about it at training camp, and it's going to kind of be over with. I don't feel like this is going to be something that people are going to protest over. This has already happened with Greg Hardy, where he got brought back to the Cowboys.
Right.
All the awful details.
What happened to the Bengals in the same division. What happened to everything was going to change after Ray Rice?
Yeah, but Ray Rice did. We know what that was though.
Ray Rice was washed.
Yeah.
No, but right. Like how many times have I told you this?
Yeah, it's a valid point.
Like, also, this wasn't the same thing as Ray Rice.
Like, I know.
Ray Rice knocked out his fiance.
Correct.
This dude shoved a person into a woman
who's
and, like,
trying to break
and kind of like nudge kicked her in the tush. Like it's not the same. We can't put them.
I'm
all
gonna
on the
stay
same
away
level.
From qualifying any kind of
not qualifying anything. Like let's just talk what the acts are. Like that's the other thing that drives you nuts is like hey, if you read the details about what happened in Greg Hardy's case.
Right.
Right.
That should make it enough. And he got convicted and they got dropped in an appeals court.
Right.
Like, that should make you realize, oh, that's pretty gnarly. That's not a great dude. But if we're going to just go video for video of what actually happened, what Joe Mixon did compared to what this dude did.
Oh, no, that's not,
even close.
Not
did
even
he
close.
Get in trouble in Cleveland?
Who?
Kareem Hunt.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. His incident was in Cleveland.
That's true.
Anywho.
Is he from Cleveland?
Yeah, because he went to Toledo.
Okay.
So, Kyler Murray is now going to be playing football, so the Dolphins will probably draft him and not tank.
We don't know that.
Well, it looks like the Dolphins are going to play the Cowboys on Thanksgiving next season.
Oh. It's a tradition. Every time the Dolphins have to go make the trip to Dallas, they almost always play at Thanksgiving.
Is that a tradition?
Yeah, it's like every 8 years. Look it up. 8 years ago, they played at Dallas on Thanksgiving.
And then if I were to look 8 years before that, would
yes,
that be the
I promise. Yes, every time the Dolphins go in Dallas, it's Thanksgiving.
I remember of
Leon Lett
and Keith Byers going 80 yards, but he never lifted his feet up, so it looked like a track in the snow.
Jay Feeler threw 3 touchdowns against the Cowboys on Thanksgiving. The Chambers.
I played against the Cowboys on Thanksgiving. It's fun.
Was it?
Yeah.
Is that where Randy Moss just destroyed them?
Stole my thunder.
Was that a 5-day week for you?
Sorry about that.
Was that a short week for you?
Oh, yeah. We played Sunday and then played on Thanksgiving.
So you have like no practice.
It's like 2 bye weeks.
Marino got shut out in his last year.
It's like 2 bye weeks.
Robbie,
back from Thanksgiving, you get to go home.
How was Greasy in Thanksgiving games?
Ooh, that's far back.
I don't know if that was that tradition back then.
And Marino's not?
Well, Marino was 2000. I mean, Greasy was 70s.
No, Marino's last year was 99.
Yeah, Marino.
Wait, his last year.
20 years ago, Robbie.
They lost 20-0.
There was still color TV.
I think he threw 5 interceptions that game.
There was no.
I was alive. That doesn't.
Was there even texting?
No.
In 2000?
Yeah.
I feel like it was tough. You probably had to like scroll through to get an F.
It was like the F.
Oh no, that's when Blackberries were big.
Oh yeah, yeah.
When you had the little...
Oh, yeah. Everyone was... what was it? Pinging? Whatever. Anyways, BBM, BlackBerry Messenger. That was huge back then.
I believe 8 years before that Marino game was the Leon Lett game, so you do the math.
Right.
Okay. If you could also get Earl Morrill's record on Thanksgiving, that'd be great,
too. Hey, do the Pelicans need to add Anthony Davis back on the intro video?
Ooh.
No.
Did they?
I don't know if they did. I know he got booed.
He got booed.
There's
I don't know that they gave him a minutes restriction for a finger injury.
The Heat played a night against Denver in a back-to-back situation.
Oh, boy. Guys, I'm going to just say this.
But, before you say anything, Denver's got some injury issues.
Jokic?
They've got, hold on.
That's all that matters.
No.
Jamal Murray?
Lydon is out in the concussion.
Lydon. That's also Rance.
Paul Millsap. Questionable.
Millsap's 82 years old.
I'll never forgive Millsap. You know, my wife still brings up the Millsap game. She has no sports memories. We went to the Millsap game and we left because the Heat were kicking the crap out of him. And we're listening on the way home, just Millsap destroying the Heat's dreams. Millsap.
Your wife gives you crap for that?
Yeah, because this is the thing. We've been going to Panthers games a lot, right?
Yeah, so you take your daughter. My daughter loves
the Panthers. And here's what happens every time. We can only make 2 periods because my son, he's not staying for a whole game. He's 2.
Well, surprised he even sits down for 1 period.
He doesn't.
2 tubs
Believe
of popcorn.
Me,
2 tubs of popcorn. It's not physically possible for him to eat 3.
2 tubs.
Yeah. Because pop, they do refills at the Panthers game.
I know.
So what? This has been every Panthers game we go to. They get the lead. All right, honey, let's go. We leave. 3rd period, get home. Panthers choke it away. And so, like, I tell this. She goes, Daddy, did the Panthers end up winning the next day? I said, no, they ended up losing. She goes, I told you not to have us leave. So she's getting upset because she's really into the Panthers.
Right.
Now.
She thinks you're jinxing it.
So now she's banning her brother from going to the next Panthers game.
Oh.
We have to go and rally the Panthers home for an entire win. But she also then has to take responsibility. If the Panthers don't win, that's on you.
But what happens if they do win? Then Tommy can never go to another Panthers game.
Not for a while.
Or he has to stay until the third quarter.
What if
it's the third period thing? That because you leave.
It's not. I don't think that's going to happen until he's 5. I got to be honest with you. The kid's got the attention of a gnat.
Hey,
so he's
guess what it was. You ready? By the way, Robbie, minus 1 for you. They played Dallas in 07 in Miami.
I said every time they make minus 1 for the Texter because I said every time the Dolphins have to make the trip to Dallas, it's on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, minus 1 Texter.
Boxed
in. Minus 1 Texter.
Bad listening.
And minus 1 for
minus
you.
Minus 1.
I just read the text. Just throwing it out there.
By the way, I got the stat. The last 7 times, actually no, the last 6 times the Dolphins played at Dallas. That was me, my bad. It's been on Thanksgiving weekend. They haven't played at Dallas, not on Thanksgiving, since 1981.
Was it some good news that you got on your phone at least?
Yeah, what was the news?
It's probably the Kareem Hunt, I'm guessing. My phone's a little late behind the times. Yeah, it's Kareem Hunt. That's what it was. Come on, phone. If you're going to do that, interrupt the show.
2000 was Nextel chirping.
By the way, did you see Robbie's head?
Yeah, it looks great.
Did you ask him about it?
Hey.
His guy's back, right?
No.
Really?
But he secured his guy's equipment.
Oh, you do that yourself?
We it was a little,
well done.
Hey, all you got to do is put the guard on it and have at it.
We didn't need the guard.
Robbie's the only person I know whose hairline gets longer.
Right. Like, I literally think he would look like that guy.
It's the opposite of receding.
Yeah, he's like, it's crazy. He is the cure for baldness.
And LeBron should give me a call.
He's going to have.
So should Zaslav.
Ooh. Hey, he's going to have hair on his eyeballs.
I'm too far gone.
It's crazy.
Yeah,
I think Robbie could cure you. I think like one drop of Robbie sweat and you'd be fixed.
Well, then why can't he get hair on his back?
Science. It has to go somewhere. There's an allocation of hair.
Well, my hair quit growing on my head, and now it grows out of my ears and nose.
Yeah, true. That same hair.
Why?
And the thing is, like, I'll think I'll have it all trimmed, and then I'll wake up in the morning, and all of a sudden there's, like, one thing going sideways, diagonal, out my nose. Like, what
and
the hell?
Worst.
All right, we got a lot of stuff to get to. We got 15 minutes of anger expulsion coming up. Derek Jeter today spoke at the ballpark, so we'll get to him as well. A lot of things to get to. We're back right after this.
Are you ready, people?
15 minutes of heat on the ticket. Where are you going to get heat information like this? With Tobin, Leroy, and Beast. Now!
Make some noise!
15 minutes of heat is brought to you by Champion 4x4, South Florida's number Jeep Truck and Off-Road Supercenter. Champion 4x4, where champions are built. 15 minutes of heat is also brought to you by All Pro Orthopedic and Sports Medicine. At All Pro Orthopedic and Sports Medicine, it's their job to get you back in the game with four South Florida locations. There's one near you. Go to allproorthopedics.com for more information. Yeah, man. That was a bummer last night if you guys are just tuning in.
Here's what's crazy.
Okay.
When I was watching that game, I was like, ooh, the Heat need to pull this out because they got a better chance of winning this game than they do tomorrow night.
Correct.
Okay.
I kind of thought after the loss to Sacramento that they were going to lose both games pretty bad. Because I figured...
No.
They always get up for the good teams. Like, you know.
Yeah, but this team's so good. They're ridiculous. It doesn't stop.
They were supposed to get drilled by Portland.
I understand. Portland, they got two good guys. This team...
Five.
They got five. They got five good guys.
And some extra remnants of
good guys.
You can
let Draymond Green shoot.
And some remnants of good guys sitting on the bench.
Right. And I know, Draymond Green can't shoot, but he defends.
He does.
And he blankets you.
Hey, man.
You can debunk the junk kicker all you want. He's a good player.
Didn't say he was a good player.
He's a good player. And not everybody on that team can get 100 touches. So you need somebody who's going to do all the dirty work.
Well, he gets 100 touches because the other team allows him to get 100 touches.
Boogie was doing dirty work because he was holding down Josh Richardson.
How is this possible? How?
There we go.
Why?
Sorry.
Leroy, never in my life have I seen such egregious behavior as to what Boogie Cousins was doing at the end of this game.
It does seem kind of ridiculous,
though. He's holding down Jay Rich. And he's possibly giving him noogies as well. I mean, I can't for be positive, but I feel like I see Boogie giving noogies at the end of this. Look at him. Look. Holding him down, noogies.
Surprised he didn't take Jay Rich and motorboat some chick in the front row.
This is the behavior of a professional wrestler, what Boogie Cousins did yesterday. And not to mention, this Klay Thompson gets away with murder because he's got no personality. They're like, oh, Klay, he would never do a dirty play. He's Klay Thompson. He's all class. He never complains about anything. He's got the personality of a wall. He would never cheat. Shoved him right into Boogie Cousins. They had it planned all along. The shove and go.
What is wrong with you?
Because... Nobody's...
Could you imagine this conversation at 11:30? Who do you bounce this off of?
Well, my son was sleeping, so I was just talking to him.
And here's the other thing. In the morning, you are not allowed to be full Tobin unless invited in. Right?
You mean like on the morning show?
Yeah. So you like all this is just building up. And then me and Beast coming here.
I'm sorry.
Got no weapons.
I don't know what to tell you.
And you just need to get all that pent up.
Here's the thing is, so like he He'll stroll back. Like, sometimes I'll see him leaving to the gym, and he'll just look at me or give me whatever. And then sometimes I'll see him when he strolls back in for the gym, and he's just like, hey.
That's set up, boys.
And then all of a sudden, we walk in here, and it's like just fury. Fire no. and fury.
I always know something's up. When I walk in, got my lunch, put my juice down, open up all my stuff, ready for the show. Look out of the corner of my eye. He's standing where Robbie normally is. That means that he doesn't even trust Robbie to get this right, and he wants to get something going.
It's not that. It's just like there's no shenanigans with today's show. It's just I'm furious. I'm furious with corruption in the NBA. It's enough already. All right?
It's corruption.
What are you saying is corrupt? What's the situation?
One, Ed Malloy's on the take. Okay. I'm pretty sure that he has.
You just accused an NBA official being on the take.
Oh, okay. That's never happened before. Never happened. It's only the league that has the most blatant referee scandal of all time. Okay? So, don't. And Ed Malloy, I mean, do we have to go over his track record? Go, Ed Malloy! He's Ed Malloy! So, sorry, not exactly a reputable crew we got going on here. Two, Eric Spoelstra. When does Eric Spoelstra ever come out of his shell like the way he did last night?
Not
where
often.
He's just throwing it out there. Hey, by the way, NBA. Don't find me, but you guys were brutal.
By the way, he did.
Would he have been happier if he would have said it that way?
By the way,
if Spoelstra just came up, hey, I'm just throwing this out there.
Right. He didn't put the caveat. He didn't do the Tobin and say, yeah. Hey, just throwing this out there, but you guys suck as officials.
He did a double. He's just like, listen, Robbie, give it again, because I don't feel like I do it justice. I don't do it justice, because we don't see him like this. Normally, Spoelstra would be like, you know. Look, this would be Eric Spoelstra normally on a normal night. Look, that's a great team. That's a team that has championship character, and you know they had the plays. They had the plays that lead to the record that they have, and we're trying to get there. You know, we're trying to get there, but you know, greatness is in this league when greatness rises to the occasion. That's normally Eric Spoelstra. Okay, instead, we got this guy.
NBA, do not find me. I'm allowed to say this. It ends up being, 26-8. I know nobody wants to hear it, and that's not why we lost. We had a 3-point lead with a chance, to get a stop, and we actually did not play it well on Durant's handoff. But then on the very next possession, you know, it's a double dribble. Everybody can see it. Those are tough calls to make. That should be a violation, and you can't miss those calls. The officials. So let's be clear about it so I do not get fined. That's not why we lost. But you hate to see 26-8.
Yeah, we hate to see 26. What I'm trying to say is, NBA officials, you played an unfair game, all right? They already got five of them. Do they need three extra guys in zebra stripes saying, oh, by the way, they're also doing nothing wrong? It's ridiculous. By the way, Eric,
oh Jesus!
I'll do this for you. I'll tell you what. I'm offering up my services because I can tell the season's going down a dark path and we're going to have more of these moments where you're ready to snap somebody's neck. I'll take the hits. You need me to go out there anytime you need me to explain to the media how much this officiating sucks. Just ring me up. I will be on call 24/7.
Or we can send him a shirt that says, just throwing it out there.
I'm just throwing this out there. But do you think it's fair that a team that has Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, DeMarcus Cousins, Klay Thompson, and Draymond Green also gets three referees?
Hey, hold on. And I agree with this text. Draymond Green is the most overrated player in the NBA. He's only even considered good because of his mouth. He's Udonis Haslam that can dribble.
All right, he won Defensive Player of the Year. Like, let's not be completely disrespectful to the guy. I know he's not an offensive wizard. But let's not act like he's some bum.
NunezLaw.com text
bum.
Line.
Didn't say he was bum.
NunezLaw.com text line from two textures, one in Palm Beach, one in Kansas City. He's evidently breaking up more national folks. And they come in with, it should be Noogie Cousins.
Noogie Cousins.
By the way, did you just volunteer to be the team's unofficial spokesperson?
No!
Only
there's no... Trust under me. No circumstances can you speak on nobody's behalf.
You should not speak in public.
No. No. I'm making sure no. He doesn't get fined. He's definitely going to get fined for this. So I want to be there to take the hits.
So if there's a situation where the Heat gets screwed, they send you out to do the post-game press.
Correct.
No.
Correct. I'm like the press secretary.
But since you're not, no, because if you represent the team, then you can get fined.
Trust me, I'll be fine.
What do you mean you'll be
Tobin,
fine?
Tobin,
unofficial.
Tobin,
I'm an unofficial
Tobin,
position.
Tobin, Tobin.
Yeah.
No, that's a bad idea.
It's a great idea because
I can see
it's
that
not
happening.
Fair. What happened last night wasn't fair. They took away. This is one last dance. Do you know how many more dances Kevin Durant has? So many more dances. He stole Dwayne Wade's block and slam. That should have been one for the archives. Should have been. It's stolen by stupid Ed Malloy and whatever briefcase of cryptocurrency that he got from that damn Warriors ownership.
He didn't even get real money?
No.
Silicon Valley.
I know how they deal in that Silicon Valley. All right? They deal with crypto.
They gave him Piper Coin.
I'm so furious.
Oh, I can just see after a game, Riles comes out. Spo, you're not going out there. Well, who's going to talk to me today? Oh, we're going to pull in Tobin.
And you always use it? Yeah.
And we'll look at a new Tesla.
He can write it down, too. Eric, just give me a script. Go ahead. Tell me what you want me to say.
Robbie's just reeling off the Silicon Valley.
Tell me what you want me to say. I'll say it. I got it. Now, to the texter who writes in, who is to blame for the last play, Deion Waiters or Eric Spoelstra? I don't see Eric Spoelstra would have called a better play for a higher percentage shot. Here's the answer to that. You know who's responsible for that last play? Klay Thompson and Boogie Cousins for their cheating. They took out the first option, which was Jay Rich, who was having a career night. Couldn't miss. Could not miss.
So, wait, so in that... In,
oh, and
road,
Jay Rich...
Wait a minute. So you think on the road they're going to go for two?
No. They're trying to set him up in the corner for a shot for Jay Rich to hit that three and win this puppy.
How about Jay Rich getting a three stolen from him during the commercial break?
What was that? Eric just comes back and he goes, oh, by the way, gang, game's tied. No longer have the lead. What? Replay? Anything? No? What is this? What is this? I felt like I was watching WWE last night.
That's funny. Because I feel like I'm watching it now.
It felt like Vince McMahon was back there pulling the puppet strings.
That's funny you should say that. The only thing that's missing is some sort of suit. That's it.
What do you do with your eyes?
No, I don't know.
What is he doing with his eyes?
That's how Tobin shows.
Batting his eyes at
he
you.
He misses us. He's doing that morning show early in the morning. He wasn't up, and now he's up. Did you go to the gym?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I did.
Did you have your four shots of espresso?
Yes, I did. Actually, I had six today. Because I was running late, and I didn't drink at my house, which is normally a full thing of Cafe Bustelo.
You had to make up.
So I made up for it today in the 7 o'clock hour. Crank that puppy up. Yeah, man.
By the way, everyone, just in case you missed it, the Browns have signed Kareem Hunt.
Does anybody think...
We know, we talked about it, we'll get to it again.
Okay, now, I'm just curious, like, does anybody think anything's wrong with it? I don't, look, I'm not
sure
condoning.
I'm sure there are people that do think there's something wrong
okay,
with it.
Okay, but we re-elected a crackhead mayor.
I felt like there were crackhead refs last night.
I'm not making that up!
Crackhead
I
refs.
I know, I'm talking about what he just did.
Ed Malloy was chasing the dragon.
I can't.
You sure you're not chasing some type of reptile?
Bro, when was this three-pointer that Richardson got taken away? Which one? He hit a bunch of them. Was it like in the third quarter they took away a point?
That's the problem. He had too many threes, Robbie. You couldn't pick. They're just like, oh, no worries. What is it going to come back to bite you guys? Probably not.
Would have changed the whole last minute of the game.
Hey, Ed Malloy, I'm not a fun guy, all right? You screw with one last dance, you screw with me. I'm not having it. By the way, one piece of good news. Shout out to our guy, Mo. Mo brought a Give Dwayne Biscayne sign to Sacramento.
I saw that.
To Sacramento, Leroy.
What?
And infiltrated the Kings postgame
show. Yeah, got on the Kings postgame show with
him. That's right. Infiltrated the Kings postgame show.
That is dedication.
Yep. You guys can go see this. I'll retweet it again, @Brandon_Tobin and @7iTheTicket, so you can go see our dude, Mo, who put a Give Dwayne Biscayne sign. This guy's traveled. He's brought it to a couple places. One, I think it was to Phoenix, and now, this time, in Sacramento, because the first time, he was just on the Heat's Instagram page. This time, got on the Kings broadcast.
This is about the Washington State flag for
game day. Yeah.
Yes.
That's what it is.
It's like that. It's just like that.
We should ship that sign around to every visiting place.
That dude's a good fan.
He's behind the cause, trying to give Dwayne Biscayne. I love it. Good on you, sir. Good on you're a good Heat fan. You're a good Heat fan. You deserve better last night. Instead, you sat and you watched fake sports. Fake scripted sports.
Ed Malloy definitely isn't giving Dwayne Biscayne.
No. No, he's not. He would give it to KD. Who's the most famous guy I could give it to? Bastard. A real bastard move last night, Ed Malloy. Back after this. Okay.
It's
Don't style yourself.
I'm trying to do a spot.
Ed Malloy is not welcome at the gym.
You just fell out of your chair.
You just fell out of your chair.
Let's calm down.
Tobin almost lost it in the studio.
Fight Ed Malloy.
Fellas, the Cheetah's my favorite place, but evidently Ed Malloy, NBA official Ed Malloy, not allowed at the Cheetah. Hey, everybody over at the Cheetah, listen, don't let Ed Malloy in. Not the Palm Beach location, not the Pompano Beach location, not the Hallandale location. Do not Ed Malloy in. Do not let him have the free lunch, which is spot on, by the way, every day from 11:33, happy hour till 6, and so much more. And do not let Ed Malloy try the great stuff on the menu, like the sliders, burgers, wings, salad sandwiches, and, of course, the daily specials like the barbecue ribs.
Ed Malloy has a horse face!
And he's not allowed at the Valentine's Day get to the Valentine's Day and dance or appreciation party coming your way on Valentine's Day. See what Cupid has in store. Nothing for you, Ed Malloy. For you, and enjoy a complimentary lunch special from 11:33, happy hour till 6, and a lot more. Show the hottest adult entertainers in South Florida why they're so special. Visit CheetahSOFL.com for all the info. And we got all sorts of action this weekend, or this whole week. We got, you got a new football league in action. You got basketball. You got hockey, college sports, whatever you want. Go watch the Cheetah Hollandale Ultra High Tech Sports Lounge with the projector screens, with the 60-inch HD TVs, with the girls by your side yelling at Ed Malloy because they think he sucks too. So get there and, of course, tell them the Beast sent you.
I hate Ed Malloy!
You have reached the offices of the National Basketball Association. Our office hours are 8:30 a.m. to 7 o'clock p.m., Monday through Friday.
Yeah, not surprising you won't answer because of the corruption last night in Golden State. It's so clear what you guys got going on here. A wrestling movie, not an actual sporting event. Same story, different year. It was completely on the take last night. You gotta fire Ed Malloy. You guys want this stuff to happen. That's why you allow Magic Johnson to do things like tamper with Ben Simmons and Anthony Davis. We saw it a mile away last night. You ruined one last dance. Have the guts to pick up and answer the phone.
Had to be done. At least they had no now.
I think you need to be on like coffee restriction.
I think I should have left the number.
Beast number?
You could have told them to text us on the NunezLaw.com text line.
Oh, man.
I'm going to say this about Kareem Hunt. All right?
Yeah, Kareem Hunt is signed with the Browns, if you guys are just tuning in.
If you did something wrong, you got to pay the piper. Okay? No ifs, ands, or buts. You don't get excused from your actions. You don't.
There's a but coming.
But I don't, like, for people to just say, oh, because he made this mistake, he should never be able to play football again. It's just asinine. It's crazy. We don't live in that kind of world. We really don't.
Actually, to be honest with you, we kind of do live in that kind of world.
No. There's been so many other players that have gotten plenty of opportunities. And I could understand. If that precedence was set a long time ago, but it hasn't. If Gregory can still be playing.
Greg Hardy.
Sorry, I don't know why.
You mix his names. Or you blend his
Greg
names.
Greg Hardy. Joe Mixon.
Yeah, right? No, I listen.
Everybody wants to take this moral stand on Ray Rice. Ray Rice was probably going to get cut anyway.
Right, that's
because he wasn't that good at that moment.
I don't think he was gonna get cut, but definitely
he wasn't good.
He definitely wasn't. He wasn't Kareem Hunt level talent.
He was way on the back nine.
Right, there you go. I mean,
I would
look at how many opportunities Josh Gordon got.
I would love to see if Roger Goodell makes a statement at all.
No.
And what he would say.
He doesn't have to.
I know.
I'm pretty sure he was asked about Kareem Hunt and Reuben Foster, and he danced around it. Yeah, we'll see what happens when it comes to Roger Goodell.
Here we go.
He'll get the
not going to do anything.
He'll get the 4 to 6 game suspension, if that. And
you don't think these teams know that, though? Like, you don't think they know, hey, Roger, what's the fallout going to be Kareem Hunt?
I think before the Browns decided to sign him,
yeah, they had an inclination.
They asked themselves the question.
It doesn't cost them anything, though.
Not yet.
I mean, other than there will be some negative publicity, that's about it.
What is it going to be negative publicity for?
Look at the society that we live in.
I get it.
Like,
I get
there's
it.
Going to be some negative publicity.
There's different
do
things.
Do you realize if we did that with every single person on this planet?
Yes, I get that. Okay. I understand.
To B's point, like, decisions are made based on what the outrage is going to be.
Sure.
Like, there's not. Not sure. Everything is treated the same. If you have a certain reaction to certain things, it's going to lead to a different reaction.
Well, I don't want to be political, but the Virginia governor ain't resigning.
No.
Okay. No.
But people want him to, but it's his
prerogative. Okay.
I want him to.
I mean, like, man, I look at it this way. Please don't look at me for guidance. Right? I try to do the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just a football player, have been a football player, now I just run my mouth.
I'm surprised. Okay. I'm surprised in that case that dude hasn't resigned. But it's a different thing when you're asking a person to resign as opposed to you have control over somebody's job status.
Like,
at what point, you know, are we going to look at things and give people opportunity to rebuild their reputation or whatever? Like, I don't know what all these situations are, but every time I see a situation like this, the first thing I'd see is, do we know what kind of person he is? Has he been in any of this kind of trouble before? Is this a first-time offense? Like, you have to dig deeper to know, because then that'll determine how you treat the situation.
I think they got to do better with a lot of it. Like, I think we need to be in a case where, one, there doesn't always just have to be a video in the cases of these guys may have done something wrong to know whether or not they should have the privilege of playing in the NFL again. But we also shouldn't treat what Kareem Hunt did the same as Ray Rice did.
Right.
That's also not the same.
Again, I'm not – because here's the difference. Ray Rice got arrested, and police officers showed up to Kareem Hunt. And nothing happened.
Right. They talked to the lady in the, and also that was Ray Rice's girlfriend, fiance then,
right,
who became his wife.
Right.
Somebody that he knew. This was just some lady who was showing up to, I guess, party with Kareem Hunt and the friends, and then they got upset with her, and she allegedly called him a racial slur, and that led to him charging at the lady, throwing the dude into her, and then doing the butt kick, which right. is not this, which is. Which you shouldn't do. You shouldn't do.
Right.
But it's also not. And I don't put it in the same category as knocking a woman out cold, especially a woman that you are supposed to allegedly love. And that's the whole thing that felt weird about the Ray Rice thing. The Ray Rice thing also had a lot of mess ups from the NFL standpoint. Because you remember, the NFL first had a light suspension on him. Then they got hold of the video and decided,
right,
no, you're
right,
cut.
Like,
and then
like,
they decided, no, we're going to go back and go with this. But at that point, no
right,
one's going to take him anyway.
Right.
His career's already wiped.
I just think that in order to make a decision that everybody can stand by, you kind of have to handle these situations accordingly. And the screw up with the Ray Rice thing was, I don't know how deep they got into it, but if you're going to punish somebody, you better make sure you're into it far enough, whereas now we're on the other extreme. Commissioner's list. Situation, commissioner's list. Before you even know what happened, then you investigate and try to figure out what happened. I've been there as far as being an athlete, and now I'm here. And I just feel at times just, like, crappy the way, you know, people pounce on the issue without even knowing what happened.
Mm-hmm.
It just dropped, especially when we spend every day wanting to be right more than anything. We all do it to have situations like that present itself, and we're all willing to stand on our soapbox and rain down on somebody who may have made a mistake or may not. We don't know.
Yeah, well, like, if I would relate it to what went down this past couple weeks with the UFC and giving Greg Hardy the opportunity to fight in their promotion, the thing that I found a little bit gross about it, even though I think Greg Hardy should have the right to fight and have a right to make a living, the problem I had with it is the UFC is actively marketing in Greg Hardy having such a visceral reaction because people want to root against him because of all the stuff that's in his past. Like, let's be honest, if Greg Hardy was just, you know, some ex-NFL player, he's not getting the co-main event on your first ESPN card. Mm-hmm. You're actively putting him there in a position because you want the freak show. And I can tell you firsthand, it worked. Like, the only time I've ever forked over my $10 to watch on Dana White's Tuesday Night Contender Series is to see, all right, is this guy a good fighter? But the problem is, that's a contender show where it's at the lowest level of guys who get in the UFC. Not the co-main event of your ESPN card where you should be showcasing the best fighters you've got. You finally made it on ESPN and you're trying a gimmick to get people to tune in. Hey, come in and tune against the guy who was, you know, kicked out of the league for woman beating and drug use. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that to me has a different feeling of capitalizing on what the guy has done wrong, as opposed to how good a football player he is, which the Cleveland Browns are still hoping he is. Like, you're not getting any benefit if you're the Cleveland Browns having Kareem Hunt on your roster because people are going to want to tune in to see him do bad. Mm-hmm. Browns fans are going to want to be on your team to do good. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, and the other thing is that that's kind of where we are. We've seen far too many businesses and too many professions. Hey, that guy's good. He screwed up at his last company, but we'll give him another we'll give him another chance.
Sure.
I mean, how often? Please.
This business?
Radio. Woo. Are you kidding me?
Woo.
Right.
You have what in your background?
Right.
Another shot.
And so it kind of weirds me out that in the same breath that we will mention somebody should never get another opportunity to work, okay? We'll be working with somebody that's gotten 20 chances.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's not that I'm condoning anything. It's not that I'm saying that he shouldn't be penalized if he did something wrong. However severe that penalty is, he deserves it. But after that, why in any other walk of life we can move on, but not here?
Well, the way I would look at it, my only counter to that would be, how often are guys cut just for being a distraction on an NFL roster?
Not good ones.
A lot of them are looked at like the Steelers are going to get rid of Antonio Brown just because him and Ben Roethlisberger don't get along.
I'd hold on that. They've never gotten along. But when football comes around.
Yeah, the owner come out and said, I can't envision him being on the roster.
Again.
Jarvis Landry
he said that
and the
two
coach?
2 months ago.
Jarvis Landry and down here.
He was
here
a free
coach?
Agent. They didn't get rid of him before.
Jay Ajayi? Like, it does happen. Like, a lot of the times in the NFL, guys are just they're a legend. Colin Kaepernick being a distraction, not having him on
a
roster.
Yeah. Okay. So, I get that. But, like, come on, man. If a guy is really, really. We'll see. The only one where your theory will be tested is Antonio Brown. Okay? That's it. That's it. The other guys, they weren't making. I mean, yeah, they were good. Okay, the Jarvis Landry thing was a money thing. If the organization didn't feel like he was worth that much money, they just didn't pay it.
Hashtag third hour is next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.